April 4th, New Life. Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God, our Savior, revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, He made us right in His sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Early one morning, I saw two does and four young fawns eating berries and chasing each other around the field in front of our house. Most of us are typically fascinated by new life, whether fawns, puppies, kittens, or any baby animal. And when it comes to human babies, even the grumpiest adult can have a tender heart in the presence of a newborn. This fascination with new life comes from a deep place within us. As adults, we consider baby humans and animals adorable or enthralling as they experience new life and explore the world. And we sometimes long for the innocence or simple joy we experienced in childhood. But thanks be to God, we do get to experience new life and simple joy in Christ Jesus. Although our sins separated us from God, Christ provided a way through His body and blood for us to experience the redemption and freedom we couldn't earn on our own. New life, love, grace, confession, and repentance results in spiritual new birth. When we experience new life in Christ, we are overwhelmed with gratitude, for spiritual new birth always brings joy to the family of God. Father, I thank You this morning for the new life You have given me through Your love, mercy, and provision of Your redeeming grace. I am beyond grateful for new life and fresh joy. I give all praise to You this morning, the lover of my soul and giver of new life. Amen. Give us today the food we need. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.